J-A-R, Sol, S-O-L, O-M-E, Bartholomé.
What about your grandmother, your father's mother? When did her people come to Brownsville?
Well, he was, her mother was born at Point Isabel.
Mm-hmm.
I guess in the early 1800s.
What was
Captain was a sea captain, and he married a lady by the name of Victoria. And they came, she was from France. And he was a sea captain, and at a very young age, I'll say 15, he was a sea captain. And in the War of 1812, the French and Indian War, and he had charge of a boat. And then he came down the coast of, he got married, I guess pretty young, and he came down the coast of the Atlantic coast and then around the Gulf coast, and he had a child born in Vicksburg, Virginia, in Lynchburg, Virginia,
mm-hmm.
and one born in Philadelphia someplace, in Pennsylvania, and one in Virginia, and one in Biloxi, Mississippi, one at Point Isabel, and one at Sao Paulo, Brazil. And then he came back and he stayed at Point Isabel. Point,
mm-hmm.
It was in Point Isabel.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he was there in the, well, I think my grandmother was born in 54, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. And her mother was born at Point Isabel before that. Her name was Emma. No, her name is Pauline. Pauline.
What was her last name?
Pauline.
Mm-hmm.
She was a daughter of Captain. And she married a man by the name of. And they went to New Orleans after my grandmother was born. And they had another child, Mrs. Annette. And he was sick and he went up the river on the boat. He died. There are two versions of it. I don't know which one to believe. My mother and father used to say that he was the sea captain and he was unloading the boat. And like all Irishmen, he liked Irish whiskey. And he fell overboard and was crushed between two boats, so the boat and the dock. And then another version has it that he was been sick and he went on a boat ride up the river and died.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know which one to believe, but it's Mrs. then came back to Brownsville and she married some years later Stephen.
Mm-hmm.
He was, I think, from Maine, and he was a sympathizer of the South in the Confederacy, and of course they had to go to Matamoros. But the children were, I guess, 10 or 12 or so when he married Mrs. And she had two more daughters, Mrs. and Mrs. Pauline and, Agnes and Frances, Fanny.
Mm-hmm.
And they were born in Brownsville, and of course they stayed here then from then on. My grandmother married Dr.
Mm-hmm.
Annette married Mr. And he was from Rhode Island and he was a Southern sympathizer, and all these people had to vacate. They had to go to leave their business and everything here and go across the river during the Confederacy. My grandfather, after the Confederacy, with his affiliation with Porfirio Diaz, was given a commissioner